This month we will be focusing on the energy of love. Universe is love. Love is, you can say, a human translation of it, so oneness, connectedness are other ways of saying that. But because we live in duality, love is sort of how we label that. So if everything is unconditional love, absolutely everything, and we're all swimming in it, we then perceive the reality of external and internal through the focal point or the lens of abundance. And abundance does not mean money. Abundance could mean money, but it pretty much means enoughness. Enoughness of everything. Any kind of a supply. In the third dimension on this planet, part of our supply is money as well. So that's why we include money in abundance. But abundance is actually about supply and never-ending flow of it. So unconditional love, that's what it actually feels like. It's a never-ending supply of being held by the universe. Now, our focus, what we pay attention to, that's what determines what kind of a perception of that love energy we're gonna have. So, if let's say your perception is through the focal point of something that is harmonious, then you will perceive the universe and life around you and yourself as well as part of this love resonance, or let's say something positive, harmonious, flowing. If on another hand your perception is skewed through the separation lens, which means you're still in oneness, you're still in that love resonance, but you kind of don't feel it anymore, that means that the perception will change. So whatever we then pay attention to, we amplify. And the change in perception translates as us being in hatred, in anger, in separation, in some sort of a blame. All those things, they are still the same love energy, but they are twisted sort of on themselves, counterintuitively, into something that we perceive because of that twist that we put on it. But it doesn't mean that that's what that energy actually is. So there is no such thing as negative vibrations the way we think of them. They are created by the fact that we're in duality, and then what we label them as. Something that to us is emotionally negative, to some other species might be emotionally positive or neutral. It's true that there is a dualistic split when you get frequency-wise lower, so duality does exist, but the meaning that we give it is based on how we translate reality. So, whatever we pay attention to, so I'll bring it much more down to a human practical here, whatever we pay attention to then creates our reality because we amplify what we focus on. So, are you focusing on self-love or are you focusing on self-hatred? Are you focusing on personal enoughness and enoughness of supply of the universe? Or are you focusing on not enoughness, on some sort of a lack? And then that is what your reality, internal or external, shows you. We always get a proof of whatever it is that we believe. Whatever we focus on, we amplify, and then reality matches that, and then we have our proof that then the lower self utilizes as means to prop up the story that we just created about that we were right and there's really not enough, or whatever the story was that was the negative focus. So that's how we miscreate, essentially, with the universe. Instead of co-creating, we miscreate. So, if you focus on not enoughness, on self-hatred, on some sort of a lack, what you end up creating, or in this case, miscreating, is victim, abuse, blame, powerlessness, all those experiences that we tend to think, well, I'm this way because of them. It's the other way around. They, the experiences, are here for you because your focus was on the negative. If we choose to focus on enoughness, on the unconditional love of the universe, then we co-create with the universe. And that is experience of abundance and power, in a sense. Power of us matching God-like creation within our own lives. So in a smaller sense, if you think about it, that would look like daily, teeny, teeny little focus every single day. What are you focusing on? Every time something doesn't work the way you like it, do you get angry? Do you get frustrated? Do you yell at yourself? Like, oh, stupid me, or here I go again? All those things, that's focusing on the negative. Every time there is some sort of a physical pain, are you looking at that from the perspective of unconditional love and abundance, which look like, oh, there's a discomfort here, let's bring all the universal support to help that? Or are you looking at that same thing from the standpoint of scarcity and separation? That would look like, oh, this hurts again, something is wrong again, it will break even further if I don't fix it, or I can't fix it, so now I'm doomed, and then this whole thing of now I'm trapped in a body that's gonna hurt forever, and so on. All those things, that would be focusing on lack, on the negative. What do you think that would create as an experience within your body? It will miscreate. Instead of healing, it would create amplification of pain, the very thing that we're trying not to feel, right? And the same goes for anything. Like, let's say you are trying to experience something and it's not working. Maybe you're meditating and you're not feeling connected or loved. If you in that moment focus on, see, there I go again, I'm not connected, or there's something wrong with me, I don't feel enough, why is this always happening to me, what's wrong with me? All those energies are lack, which means we then miscreate our reality from that. So instead of then this beautiful unconditional love that's all encompassing, that is here all the time to help us heal, rebalance, experience whatever it is that we desire, because the supply for it is here all the time. Instead, we focus on something that we think we don't have. And as soon as we do, we amplify the teeny little thing where we felt we were disconnected. That magnifies it. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're disconnected, because you really can't not be part of the oneness. Everything is God. So we are God, you can't be not God. You can have a perception that you can't experience it, and then you won't be able to experience it within that parameter of your own self-limitation. But that's not because you're actually outside of it. Kind of like everything is a universe, you're not outside of the universe. So no matter what you're experiencing, you're still on the inside. So you are always not only surrounded by unconditional love energy, you are interpenetrated by that. You are fed by that. That's the fuel that is available to you at all times. And it can take any form that you need it to. So when we focus on the positive, on the enoughness, what we end up creating is amplification of that support to come to us in whatever form that we need it at that moment, and it can take any form that we need. If we focus on lack, we amplify that teeny little area where we didn't feel connected. And it doesn't mean we're more disconnected, it just means that we dive in like into a microscope. So now our whole world shrinks to this teeny little thing. That's why so often when we focus on lack, we also experience two things, entrapment and lack of freedom. That's because entrapment and lack of freedom are natural consequences of us going into that micro perception, kind of like an ant that's just seeing this big sticky thing and feeling like it's going to be the death of him, when from the outside is actually just a drop of water. So we forget that it's a drop of water that we can work with. We start to become like an ant to whom this water could be deadly because it's a big sticky thing. So don't be an ant. In other words, have your perception expanded at all times. Anytime we notice something that is of lack, the first thing that we need to do is focus on how can I expand the positive, the support, the whatever it is. How can I move to a higher perception of this specific moment? Not lower, not let me figure out why this bad thing happened, what past life this bad thing connects to, what event in my life caused this bad feeling. That's all diving in. Instead, what we want is the opposite. We want to go into the bigger picture. What other meaning can I give it? Even though this occurred, what resources can I use right now to help myself change that? What do I want to feel instead in that moment? And we shift. Now, at that place, if this is completely new experience you have never experienced, from this now more harmonious place, you can choose to go look back at which life event did it connect to, you know, what was maybe the other lifetime that caused it, and so on. You can choose to investigate. But notice, if you do that after first switching into this much larger harmonious perception of yourself, you will be able to remain a witness, an observer to that experience. You would be observing whatever happened in the past that was negative, but you will not be inside that experience. Now, you're not focusing on it and miscreating as an amplifying the negative. Instead, you are focusing on something more harmonious, and then from that place, you're essentially looking through your inner library for the lesson. And lesson is still enoughness. It's still the energy of abundance, right? Because we learn, and by learning, we're growing. So that's why it is so important to look, what am I paying attention to? What am I creating from? Am I creating from enoughness? Am I focusing on abundance of supply? Or at least looking for it if I lost it for a moment. Or am I focusing on lack and whatever I don't have and the not enoughness and whatever I think I'm not? Remember, we are whatever it is we choose to be, right? There is no some external definition. So if you feel you're not enough, it doesn't mean you are not enough. It means you feel not enough because you have some belief system that tells you that you're not capable of something, experience, or action, and thus it translates onto, thus I'm not enough. And then you kind of got stuck in amplifying that belief to the point that it feels real. But it's actually not. You are forever enough. Always. So when we go into the experience of that internal enoughness, and then from there we're naturally resourceful because love resonance is everywhere, it's unconditional, and we receive the supplies in whatever form we need. So now we are co-creating more abundance, more supply, more resolution, more learning, whatever it is that we chose to learn in that situation. Okay, so your assignment from this specific video is to really, really please pay attention. How do you talk to yourself inside? Are you mean to yourself or are you kind? Are you truly uplifting and empowering, even if it means sometimes being tough to yourself? Or are you overly sweet and kind of allowing yourself to be a victim, but just pitying yourself, and then doing so it feels like love, but it's not? Be really honest with yourself. Where is your focus? And then anytime you notice you're focusing on something that is not in enoughness, not in abundance, that is lack, shift that back to enoughness. The more you do that, the more you will be co-creating with the universe and utilizing that incredible love energy so that you can actually experience it more within your system.